I asked the director of today's show to find an atheist hymn. She could locate hundreds of hymns and musical paeans from scores of religions. There were even quite a few songs about witchcraft, from Frank Sinatra's classic, which may be pushing the definition, to Wiccan chants, but no musical creeds for atheism. Less than 0.4% of Americans say, or were willing to tell a 1999 Gallup poll, that they are atheist. 95% of those same people say they would vote for a black or Jewish candidate. 59% say they would vote for someone gay. But only 49% of that same group said they would even consider voting for an atheist. Atheists need a song. Atheists need jokes. Maybe, knock, knock, who's there? Nobody? Nobody who? Nobody's there. And yet I suspect there are many Americans who privately doubt that a supreme being created this world and spins it along today. This does not mean that they're faithless. They believe in family, country, working hard, being fair and kind in the same proportion as any other group of people, including religious ones. They may go to church, temple, or mosque for occasions. They may seek direction in times of anxiety and stress. They may consider the Bible, Koran, or Bhagavad Gita profound literature. They just don't see or feel any evidence of divine intervention in the process that made the splendors of this universe, or, for that matter, its voids and horrors. When atheists organize, they can sound small-minded and whiny. How many of us have tuned in late-night talk shows to hear a self-proclaimed official atheist complain that he is offended by seeing Christmas trees in a shopping mall? Then come the predictable calls admonishing the disbeliever to find God before it's too late. Politics is sounding awfully godly at the moment. Many Americans seem to consider religious feeling a reassuring quality in a candidate for president, even as they may not share it themselves. But in this time in which candidates are often exquisitely careful to salute every possible demographic group, from the unborn to prescription drug care dependent seniors on fixed incomes, it might be refreshing for a candidate to acknowledge atheists. Every American has a right to be an atheist, but rights without respect and recognition can be a lonely way to live. If there is a God, his glory is not diminished by doubt or embracing doubters. In a wild and bewildering world, it can take courage to be an atheist. Atheists do not want a dog-eat-dog world. They just don't believe that a supreme being has made it so or can make it gentler. They believe that people must strive to build that world themselves.